When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Stop what you're doing, it's the Help Hotline. As you would have gleaned already from this series' version of the Help Hotline, we are making the calls rather than receiving.
So we are giving?
Well, we're giving someone a call rather than receiving a call, yes.
We're not receiving?
No. We're givers.
Do you tend to give or receive?
I'm not even going to answer that. And today, we've got Joe Russell from the I Secretly Recorded My Boyfriend podcast.
The very funny Joe Russell, whose podcast is brilliant. Basically, she secretly records a boyfriend and
does
clips
what it says
up
on the tin.
And plays it out. And it's a proper podcast, a funny podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're getting bored with this one, and
Don't say that. Series 4, no.
Imagine if our podcast was as literal as Joe's podcast.
What, do you mean us sexting our bosses?
Yeah, I mean, I'm self-employed, so that's slightly gratuitous.
Anyway, so let's crash on, as you would say.
Good, you're picking up, finally.
Let's speak to Joe Russell. Hi, Joe.
Hi, how are you boys?
We're all right, thank you.
Yeah, we're great, thanks.
Where do we find you today? What sort of day have you had?
I've had a very nice day. I have lots of dilemmas to talk to you about.
Oh, good. Okay, well, we are the place for dilemmas.
We're here to help.
Do you want me to go into my dilemma immediately?
Well, first of all, we wanted to ask you, we asked this to all our Help Hotline people, have you ever had the D?
I've never had the D. I feel like as a child born in the 70s, I should have had the D, but I've never had the D. Now, because it's red, I feel like I might be allergic because I'm allergic to most things red.
Oh, really? Red wine?
Red wine makes me projectile vomit within 3 sips. Oh. And so I'm scared about the D.
Oh.
Yeah, our friend Leanne has this.
What is it about red wine?
Is it the tannins?
Everybody has told me it might be the tannins. But what it means is that when I'm on an amazing, cheap, all-inclusive holiday, sangria never goes down well.
No.
What's tannins?
So I can't.
Well, it's sort of like, it's not a chemical, it's a naturally occurring thing in tea and red wine. Do you get it with tea? Can you drink tea?
I can drink tea. I'm a very good tea drinker. I'm just not a good D drinker.
No. Well, luckily, we are. So we're making up for you.
Yes, you are.
Okay, so you've never had the D and probably not going to ever have the D because you're potentially allergic.
Another question for you. Who's your favourite royal, Joe?
Oh, without any shadow of a doubt, the People's Princess Meghan Markle.
Oh, fair enough.
Now, hang on. You've given the moniker of somebody else to again another. I think you're confusing two people.
I think she could potentially be the new People's Princess. She's very down to earth and gets stuck in, doesn't she? Mucks in.
I like her, and I really loved her in Suits. And when I see her in the paper and that, I'm just like, oh yeah, there's Rachel from Suits. She's my new favourite royal.
I think for a lot of people, we didn't watch Suits, we're just seeing her as Meghan, or the Duchess of Sussex.
Or the People's Princess.
I think that was her mother-in-law.
I think she
but
could
she
take
could be
it
the.
She's winning hearts, and she's winning my heart. I agree with you there, Joe.
For all the right reasons, Jordan, or...
Yeah.
What do you think about Camilla?
Yeah, I think I'm good with Camilla. I think she's won me over. I think as long as our future king is happy, guys, I'm happy too.
William good. Hates her because she goes out with Shawn Mendes.
What? No, Camilla the Duchess of Cornwall.
Oh!
Not Camilla.
I wonder why you're asking about Camilla Cabello. I was like, what's that got to do with
I was going to say,
Meghan Merkel?
There's a plot twist. Duchess of Cornwall leaves future king for Shawn Mendes. I mean, who wouldn't? I could sit here and talk about Shawn Mendes all session. However, I feel you have a burning problem.
I have a huge problem that maybe you boys can help me with.
Well, we'll try.
My problem is this. I am secretly recording my boyfriend. And I have turned it into a podcast. And yeah. I want you two boys to advise me whether I should tell him.
Oh, I mean, I assumed that he knew.
He does not know. He does not know now. It's been a year since we've had this podcast out. And I don't know. Would you want to know if this was you?
Well, it's a question of whether you want the series to be called I Secretly Recorded My Husband, or you're quite happy with it, I Secretly Recorded My Boyfriend.
Yeah, boyfriend's good with me.
Okay. Next series might be I Secretly Recorded My Ex-Boyfriend. So how does he not know that you're recording him and that you've got a successful podcast about it? Does he not see your tweet or anything about it?
Yeah, so we've blocked him from all tweets. And don't laugh, it's not funny, because now I've started feeling guilty. We've blocked him from all tweets. I've been into his phone, and you know that you can put blocked words. So I've blocked a lot of like hashtag recorded boy, stuff like that. So if I ever tweet about it, if as long as I put that hashtag in, he can't see that either.
Wow.
Does he not notice, though, the recording material, the recording equipment, or do you just use your phone and it's on the side?
I just use my phone, and like, luckily, with a phone, it's just everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I've got a little widget on the front of my phone where you just press a record button and the screen goes off. Nobody knows it's recording. So I just record him, and I've turned him it into this podcast, and now we're a year down the line. I'm going, oh, should I?
And you've done how many episodes now to date?
54, oh my God. Something like that. Yeah, 54
wow.
episodes.
Wow.
Did you, when you started this your podcast, did you think of how you would tell your boyfriend when he found out?
Yeah, I kind of always thought, oh, a couple of episodes in, he'll just click and like he'll know, and then he'll go, oh, what's this? And then I'll say, oh, you're so funny and wonderful, and I love you so much that I've turned our lives into a podcast, darling. How amazing is this? And then he would go, oh my God, yeah, I love you too. Amazing. Let's keep this going. That's what I thought would happen two episodes in. Well, we're now a year in, and there is no sign of him knowing or finding out.
I say carry on, crack on, as long as like, legally, he's not going to sue you or anything.
Because yeah.
I can relate to this, Joe. I am forever recording my mum and playing clips out of her on air. And she always, sometimes she hears them. She goes, oh, you show me up when you play clips to me on air. We sound right rough, right common. So I say crack on. If it's good content, keep doing it.
And does she know you're recording her?
No. Sometimes she says, are you recording this? And I go, no. And I am.
Nothing like a bit of deceit.
I'm trying to think.
Why did you go pantless to Disney?
Sorry?
Why did you go pantless to Disney?
He decided, because we went like totally the wrong time of year, right? So we go, It's really, really mentally hot. And he's in his swim shorts and underwear and his pants. And it was too hot. Balls were sweating. Things were sticking to things that had not stuck to things before ever. So he decided, yeah, really, a lot. Like he said to me a lot during our Walt Disney World trip, bear with me, I'm just having to peel my balls off my thighs. So
yeah, that does happen.
He thought that
you don't want that, and it's a small world, do you?
You really don't. He thought that taking his pants off and just like having his swim shorts on would air the balls a bit. And anyway, it didn't. So the pants had to go back on. This is the sort of thing that you can hear on our podcast.
Wow. Okay. Right. Okay. Well, right. So thank you. I'm sure if Disney are listening, and there is someone I know that works at Disney that listens to this podcast, I'm sure they'd be very interested to know that.
Sorry for saying France is the crap Disney. I didn't mean it.
It's not crap anymore. Not since Disney bought back the rights off the French government. But that's another story. Anyway,
your advice, I say crack on, do it, as long as he's not going to sue you.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's look, obviously the never-ending concern.
Years ago, when I first watched Loose Women, and I was listening to these Loose Women talk about their relationships, I thought, gosh, thank God I'm not a woman and will never be asked to be a panelist, because I'm not sure how anyone I'm in a relationship with would like being talked about. Then we started doing Help I Sexted My Boss, and my boyfriend gets discussed pretty much once an episode. Touch wood, it hasn't hasn't caused too many problems, but he knows he's being talked about. Mm. I think it's the not knowing. I think as and when that time, it's a bit like my family that live in America who have to sort of sometimes evacuate at last minute because of hurricanes. You have probably got to have an emergency kit ready to go for that moment that he discovers, and I think that probably needs to be something quite expensive that you give him.
Oh, I thought you meant I should already pack a bag and it should be in the boot.
Oh, no, no. Well, look, let's be pragmatic here. Have two bags. One for just to give him something to appease and say thank you so much.
Yes.
And then one for if it goes badly and you need to leave.
If it was you, William, would you be annoyed? Because I get like...
No.
I'm talking about him in the most wonderful, usually warmest way. Like, we're not being horrible about him. He's proper weird and funny and, like, you know, that's why we started it. So it's a nice thing, surely.
I say crack on. And when he finds out, it's going to be even better content.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think... Would I be annoyed? No, but I would have to hear back every single episode just to check, just to confirm whether I wasn't annoyed.
Yeah. You'll pause on that. Would I be annoyed? Thought. Yeah.
I am, though. However, going to look at Mikey in a whole new light when he comes back this evening and worry about where his mobile phone is and whether I've become a second podcast I don't know about, because now you've planted a seed of suspicion.
But you're podcast savvy. Like, he doesn't really know what a podcast is or how to find one or anything.
Right.
He's just not on that plane. So, yeah.
Well, then carry on.
Carry on. You've given me permission.
Carry on podcasting.
That's all I need
Crack
to know.
On.
Thank you,
well,
boys.
Well, Joe, thank you very much indeed. And good luck with it. I mean, it could run and run, or it could all end next week.
Thank you very much. And remember, wear pants at Disney World.
Oh, I enjoyed that. She's very funny. I've only listened to a few episodes, so...
I genuinely didn't. I hadn't twigged. I've obviously heard her podcast before, but I genuinely hadn't twigged that the boyfriend doesn't, after a year of doing it, doesn't know.
What would you do if Mikey started recording you and turning it into a podcast?
Well, it depends what... I mean, obviously, our domestic life is very easy.
You'd never work again. Because you are an Uber bitch behind scenes. That boy deserves a medal. Michael, clean up the carpet. Michael, don't sit like that. Michael, that's not proper fellatio. You know what I mean? You just nag the poor lad. Did I say that right, fellatio?
Do you have any secrets that you wouldn't want recorded and coming out in a podcast?
See you next week.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.